12 elected officials are among the thousands of people killed since President Rodrigo Duterte unleashed his war on drugs following his election 2 years ago. The most recent is Ferdinand Bote, the mayor of Generaltenio, a provincial capital about 50 miles north of Manila. The town's police chief said that the mayor had just climbed into the back of his tinted Toyota 4Runner when gunmen on motorcycles shot him repeatedly. At least 18 shell casings were recovered at the scene. Mayor Bote was not on President Duterte's list of 150 officials suspected of involvement in the drug trade, but the other mayor murdered this week was among the most controversial in the Philippines. 2 years ago, Antonio Hilili ordered drug suspects paraded through the streets of Tanawan, a small city about 50 miles south of Manila. The men wore placards that read, "I'm a pusher, don't emulate me." At the time, the so-called Walk of Shame was seen as evidence of grassroots support for President Duterte's drug war. Later, however, Mayor Hilili was himself linked to drugs, charges he strenuously denied. Last Sunday, as the mayor led about 300 employees in the national anthem at a flag-raising ceremony, a single shot rang out. Police said later the bullet was fired from about 500 feet away, the act of a trained sniper. It hit a cell phone in the mayor's coat pocket, then penetrated his chest. President Duterte said, "I suspect it's related to drugs. Just a suspicion." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.